You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Driven by Liberty Ford, and we're at Liberty Ford, the dealership at 32811 Aurora Road in Solon, in beautiful Solon. Come on out and visit with us. And joining us right now, we got Nathan Zagura back in the Dog Bowl in Berea, along with Carly McCord. Joining us right now is a great friend and a guy who, one of the very best to wear a Browns uniform. He is Hanford the Top Dog Dixon. How are you, my friend?
I am great, Vic. How you doing?
We're hanging in there, trying to get through a season that, as you know, took a real wicked turn for this football team. And just the injury. Can you recall in any of your time, either playing or just watching this game, where something like this has occurred to a team? This many different quarterbacks. It's just insane.
It really is. I mean, it's just crazy. It's so much promise was there, especially with Hoyer, the way he was playing, and then for him to get injured the way that he did, that's such a loss. And then we obviously we bring up Campbell and with the concussion, and then now Wheaton has got a concussion, and we have to go out and sign another quarterback. But no, I can't, Vic. I mean, it's kind of strange, but we have to move on.
And that's the point that I think. It's easy for the rest of us to get hung up on the history and how bad this is and on and piling it up and saying there's no way you can succeed with this many guys playing the position. We're probably right about that. But you, speaking as a former player, the message of you've got to push through because guys do get hurt, things do happen, that's real. You can't ignore that. How do you see players handling that?
Well, you still have games to play. I mean, you still have to show up and you still have to play. And then the most important thing, I mean, we as a football team, I know the guys over there, in the building, they're searching, trying to figure out what went wrong. And obviously we know where it went wrong, because after the Baltimore win, it just seemed like the ship just started sinking. But there's still games to be played. Believe it or not, with the way the AFC North is, there's going to be another team come out of there to possibly make the playoffs, and it's going to be that team who these last few games possibly get hot and just run all of them. And then you try to do that, and then you let everything fall where it may. But, man, everybody's just looking at each other in the mirror, looking at your own stuff, trying to see what you can do to help this football team win, and that's where everybody is right now.
Hanford, good to be talking to you. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Oh, my friend, thank you. I ate too much, but that's okay. That's what it's all
we
about,
all
right?
Exactly. That is what it's all about. So as this season has taken a turn in the last 3 weeks that we wouldn't have liked, coming off the great win over the Ravens, now we are where we are. I think this team has made a lot of improvements this year. I think that they've been competitive. I think they've been on the wrong side of those key plays every week to determine the game, certainly in the last three. But I think there are things to be optimistic about. And as a former player, when you look at this Browns team and this franchise, what are some of the things that you like that you've seen from them in 2013 that gives you some optimism about the future?
Well, no question. I mean, first of all, when you let's go back to the last game. I mean, if you'd have told me the last game, not talking about our offense, but who would you rather have the field, our offense trying to put together a drive to win the game or our defense making a stop to win the game, I would have picked our defense.
Sure.
Every time. But when I look at this defense, I just see guys that are just really, really starting to come into their own. And I've always said the game of football is played and controlled on the offensive and defensive line of scrimmage. And when you look right there in the middle, I think a guy who's really having a great year and a Pro Bowl year is Big Phil Taylor. I mean, he has been there, and he has just solidified that defensive line. And the supporting cast have played well, too. Obviously, when you look at our secondary, I mean, all four of those guys, I think, are having great years. I mean, obviously, we got Joe that's playing well. I think Buster is playing well. Gibson is playing. And T.J. Ward, of course, who I always said never really got the credit that he truly deserves, is getting his due this year. But I think the secondary is much improved, and the defensive line. And obviously, our linebacker core is playing a lot better. Of course, DeQuell has always been the top guy. But then when you go over to the offense, I mean, there's things for us to hang our hat on over there, too. And it all starts with Josh Gordon. I mean, man, what can we say about this kid? You know, I knew he was fast, guys, but I didn't know that he was that fast. But
amazing.
He really showed it last week when he just ran away from the secondary.
What's the comparative with him of some other people that you've seen and been around?
Well, when you see a guy like him, he is such a difficult matchup for a defensive back, because very rarely are you going to find the defensive backs that, you know, a Seattle have, the big guys, tall guys, strong guys. A lot of the defensive backs, they, you know, they're in the range probably 5'8", 5'9", 6 foot tall maybe. But you got a guy, what is he, 6'4", Gordon? Somewhere 6'3", 6'4", somewhere around there.
6'4", yeah.
When you have a guy that is big as him and as fast as him, and he's not going to do anything but get stronger as he goes, and he's a tough, tough matchup for a defensive back. And I'm telling you, it just seemed like right now with each game, he's just getting better and better and better. And now we just need someone else, some of those other guys, to really start to develop also, because what's going to happen is you're going to see teams start to take him away. What I mean by that, you guys know they're going to double team him and do their schemes to stop him, and we just need someone else to step up so they can't do that.
We're visiting with Hanford Top Dog Dixon here at Liberty Ford in Solon. The address here is 32811 Aurora Road in Solon. Stop by, say hi to Hanford, say hi to me. I'm here doing the show with Nathan Zagura, who is back in Berea at the Dog Bowl. So your guy Joe Hayden, and I know you've been close with him since his arrival here in 2010, and you appreciate, you guys have a strong, strong common bond as having played that position that he plays now, Hanford. And you saw his reaction after Sunday's game, very emotional response to the loss and wearing it on his sleeve, and especially his part giving up that play that resulted in to Cecil Shorts that resulted in the winning touchdown with 40 seconds left. So that was on his mind. The loss in general was on his mind, giving a game away, another one away, on his mind. And on Monday, he addressed reporters again, still emotional, but not quite as so after as he was after the game, but basically sticking to the theme of accountability. But I just would like your observation of when you heard what he said, saw that video on Sunday, what your thoughts were, and knowing what you know about Joe Hayden.
First of all, you know, my heart, I mean, I just kind of went out to him because, again, knowing him, and I just know exactly what was on his mind, how he was thinking, how he was feeling. In Joe's mind, he felt like, and I'm speaking for me, saying my things, what my feelings are. He
having some technical difficulties there on our remote out in Solon, Liberty Ford down there. We'll get that worked out. We'll get Notorious and the Top Dog, Hanford Dixon, back with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If you are just joining us, it has not been made official, but, well, one part of this has been made official. The team has signed Caleb Haney, quarterback formerly of the Chicago Bears. Looks like there is a very good chance he will be the starter against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots when the Browns travel to Foxborough this Sunday. Still to come here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll get back with Hanford Dixon and Vic Carucci at Liberty Ford in Solon. We will go inside the locker room with Fozzie Whitaker in the first hour, and then in the second hour, the game that's sweeping the nation after further review at 2:15, Gerard Cherry at 2:40. Also want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. Again, that's 216-578-0850. And you can tweet the show at Browns_daily. We'll be back with more CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.